奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we begin our sermon.
小弟今天以雅各谷作为指望的门，跟大家一起来学习。
Our topic this afternoon is the Valley of Achor for a door of hope.
赫西亚书是一记载一个非常让神伤心的爱的故事。
The book of Hosea is a tragic love story of God.
神就好像一个被太太遗弃的丈夫。
God is likened to a wife forsaken by her husband.
在赫西亚里面，神叫赫西亚要娶一个淫妇。
In the book of Hosea, God wanted Hosea to marry an adulterous woman.
这个淫妇也替赫西亚生了几个孩子。
And this woman gave birth to several children.
那她从赫西亚得到生活一切的供应。
And she was supplied by Hosea.
但是很快的，这位淫妇啊，割灭就离开了赫西亚。
But very soon, Gomer, the adulterous woman, left Hosea.
跟随别的男人。
She went with another man.
让何西亚非常的伤心。
And Hosea was deeply saddened.
但是神告诉何西亚。
But God said to Hosea.
你要把她接回来。
You must take her back.
等了过一段时间。
After a period of time.
她会改变。
She will change.
然后你要完全的接纳她。
And then you will have to accept her completely.
何西亚就这样做了。
And Hosea did this.
其实何西亚的角色就是来预表天父真神的角色。
In fact, the role of Hosea is one of God.
那我们看其中一段非常有意义的、有感人的一段话。
Let us take a passage that moved us tremendously.
就是何西亚书的二章。
Hosea chapter 2.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
何西亚书二章十四、十五节。
Hosea chapter 2, verse 14 and verse 15.
请读。
Verse 14, therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. 15. And I will give her her vineyards and make the valley of Achor a door of hope. And there she shall answer as in the days of her youth, as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt.
两个人的关系如果破裂了，就很难回到以前一样。
If the relationship of a couple had been destroyed, it's very difficult for them to come back together.
好像一面镜子啊，你打破了。
It's likened to a mirror that had been shattered.
那你再把它连在一起，还是有裂痕。
Even if you manage to stick all the pieces back into one, there are still cracks.
所以有人说破镜很难重圆。
And that's why there's a Chinese saying that a broken mirror cannot be put back together.
但是神还是很看重这段关系。
But God still places much emphasis on this relationship.
神希望他跟他的选民的关系可以破镜重圆。
God hoped that his relationship with his chosen people can be reconciled.
神愿意付出一切的代价来达成这段的关系的修补。
And God is willing to pay all prices to have this relationship back.
可以说神为了这段关系啊，不顾一切。
We can say that God had forsaken everything for this relationship.
自己来到世上，牺牲了自己的生命。
He came into the world, he sacrificed his life.
要换成人的回转。
And in return, he asked for the repentance of men.
十四、十五节呢，就来解释神到底用什么方法带领他所爱的百姓要回转来归向他。
And verse 14 and verse 15 describes what methods God used to bring his people back to him.
如果我们了解这两节，就了解神的爱。
If you understand these two verses, you will understand the love of God.
但是爱是一回事，但是也是要有方法。
Love is one thing that's got to be a correct method.
不是盲目的这种溺爱。
You cannot love blindly.
爱是有真理的基础。
Love must be based on truth.
好，那到底神怎么样让以色列人回转呢？
So how did God make the people of Israel return to him?
好，第一点。
First point.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
这里说神呢、啊，神说啊，我要第十四节，这里说我要劝导他，领他到旷野。
Verse 14 says, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness.
好，那这里有两个字，第一就是劝导，第二就是领，带领他到旷野。
There are two verbs here. One is allure, and the other is to bring.
什么叫做劝导？
What does it mean to allure?
如果你看英文或者是看原文呢，这个字啊，其实原来是用在不好的地方。
The word allure in the original meaning has a very negative connotation.
很多地方呢，翻成迷惑或者是引诱。
A lot of versions use the word temptation or tempt.
Entice. 什么意思？
What does it mean?
就好像外面的女人，她要吸引你的丈夫，她一定是要用很多的方法，用很漂亮的很多的讲话来吸引你丈夫的注意力啊。
Like unto a woman trying to seduce a man, to entice him with pretty clothing or sexy words.
有一个香水的牌子，好像叫做 Allure 的样子啊，好像蛮有名的。
I think there is a brand of perfume that's called Allure.
啊，你喷了之后呢，别人闻到就迷上你。
And once you use it, other people smell it, and they will be enticed.
啊，为什么圣经用这个字？
Why did the Bible use this word?
啊，其实夫妻之间本来应该很有感情。
There should be love between husband and wife.
啊，每天生活在一起，有很多恩情，有很多已经变朋友了，已经变那种很好的家人了。
Being together every day, their relationship had evolved into that of a friendship.
啊。但是有时候外面的出现一个引诱了。
But sometimes seduction comes from outside.
啊，其中一个人呢，把持不住，都被外面的吸引走了。
And one person couldn't hold on anymore and was seduced.
好，那现在剩下的那一方。
And the remaining party.
我要怎么办
？What could he or she do?
我要跟他闹吗
？Should they make a scene?
我要跟他吵架吗
？Should they fight?
我每天骂他是人渣，骂他是没用啊。
Should they be yelling at each other every day?
你可以这样做，但是他不会回来。
You could do it, but it will not bring the other party back.
聪明的，他会用另外一个方法。
The smart ones will use a different method.
你是因为被外面引诱跑走的。
The other party ran away because of seduction.
我要你回来。
I want you to come back.
我要用一个更大的吸引力把你吸回来。
I will use a bigger seduction to seduce you back.
让你心甘情愿回到我的身边。
I want you to come back willingly.
这个就是神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
百姓被什么东西引诱走呢
？What had allured the people away from God？
我们看何西亚书第四章第十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 4 verse 11。
何西亚四章的第十一节。
Chapter 4 verse 11。
这里说奸淫和酒，并新酒夺去人的心。
It says your whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart。
啊，这个世界为什么人不拜神，不来到神的身边呢？
Why is it that the people of this world don't come before God to worship Him?
四章十一节告诉我们一个最主要的原因。
Chapter 4 verse 11 gives us a very good reason.
因为人的心被两样东西偷走了。
Because the heart of men had been taken away by two things.
第一就是奸淫。
One is whoredom.
第二就是酒。
Next is wine.
第什么代表奸淫？
What does it mean by whoredom?
啊，奸淫就是性方面的犯罪。
Whoredom is a sin of sex.
啊，我们知道神造人有肉体的需要。
We know that when God created humans, there are physical needs.
男大当婚，女大当嫁。
And when both young men and young women became of age, they marry.
结婚之后，要在婚姻里面得到性的满足。
And within marriage, they shall find satisfaction with sex.
啊，组成家庭，那个家庭是很快乐的。
And then they will form a family, a happy family.
来生下一代。
And would bring forth the next generation.
但是魔鬼用奸淫来打破人的家庭。
But the devil had used seduction as
adultery
to tempt.
他用别人呢引诱你离开你的家庭。
He will use someone else to seduce you away from your family.
让你对你的配偶不忠。
So that you're not faithful to your spouse.
那你的婚姻就完蛋了。
Then your marriage is over.
你的孩子也讨厌你了。
Your children would hate you.
啊，你没有办法跟你家人在一起。
You're no longer able to be with your family.
所以性方面的罪夺去人的心。
So adultery would take away a person's heart.
所以今天很多人呢上网啊，都是看那些色情的啦，不好的啦。
Today a lot of people go online to watch pornography.
常常报纸啊，新闻都有写。
You could read a lot of articles on this in the newspaper.
又有老师被抓了。
Teachers were being captured or arrested.
为什么？
Why?
哇，在偷偷在网上看那些色情啊，还有儿童的色情。
Because they were watching child pornography online.
又有老师被抓了。
There were also teachers being arrested.
他跟学生发生性关系。
Because they had a sexual relationship with their students.
这种新闻太多了。
There are too many of such newses.
各行各业从上到下。
And all it spans all sorts of like vocations from the top to the bottom.
人的表面很尊贵，里面很腐败。
On the surface, everyone looks honorable, but inside we are corrupted.
所以就是奸淫夺走人的心。
So adultery takes away the heart of a man.
那酒呢？就代表其他一切的享受，享受。
And wine represents all other enjoyments.
不单只是喝酒，一切其他的享受。
Not just drinking wine, but all sorts of enjoyments.
有人不爱搞女人，但是他喜欢其他的享受。
Some people do not like women, so they would prefer other types of enjoyments.
哇，要吃最好的，用最好的，豪华，什么都要豪华的。
They want to eat the best, use the best, everything has to be the best.
为了要达到更高的生活水平，我一定要更努力赚钱。
To achieve higher standards of living, they will work very hard.
为了要得到别人没有办法得到的享受。
In order to enjoy the luxury that no other one can enjoy.
啊，所以这里说奸淫跟酒把人的心吸走了。
So it says here that whoredom and wine take away the heart.
啊，今天为什么要请人家来教会听道理那么难？
Why is it so hard to ask people to come to church these days?
不要说叫慕道者了，连弟兄姐妹、主内的几十年、信了几十年的，有些都不喜欢来教会。
Let's not mention the true seekers. Even our own brothers and sisters who have been in the church for decades, they sometimes are reluctant to come to church.
或者是上大学了，出来工作之后，这些青年哎呀不见了。
Or the youth after they graduate from university and they go into society to work, they disappear from the church.
不是他们不信神。
It's not because they don't believe in God.
而这个世界太美了，太诱惑了。
Rather, the world is too tempting.
你看看年轻人的心里面想什么，看看他们的社交媒体 post 什么，你就知道。
If you want to know what the youth are thinking these days, just go onto the social media and see what they were posting.
这个世界真的太诱惑了。
This world has too much temptation.
神也知道。
God knows.
但是神知道我要怎么样来让我的儿女回到我的身边。
But God also knows what He can do to entice them back to Him.
神要把这颗心抢回来。
God wanted to snatch this heart back.
神知道骂他、责备他、罚他没有太大的用处。
God knew that punishments, rebuking are not going to work.
神用一个最大的吸引力。
God has to use one thing that's even more enticing.
最大的吸引力是什么？
What is the biggest enticement?
最大的吸引力就是主用他的爱、用他的生命把我们吸回来。
The biggest enticement is that God used His heart and His love to attract us.
我们看何西阿书的十一章第四节。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 11 verse 4.
何西阿书十一章第四节。
Hosea chapter 11 verse 4.
十一章第四节。
Chapter 11 verse 4.
请读。
Chapter 11 verse 4. I lead them with cords of compassion, with the bands of love, and I became to them as one with who eases the yoke on their jaws, and I bent down to them and fed them.
这里说以色列啊，就是神的选民啊，小的时候常常跟在神身边。
And it says here that the people of Israel, when they were young, they often come before God.
后来偶像把他们吸引走了。
But later on, the idols have taken them away.
但是神说我要把他们带回来。
But God says, I will take them back.
用什么绳子把他带回来？
And how does he bring him back? Bring them back?
不是用大麻绳给他绑住带回来。
It's not to bind them with cords.
我是用爱的绳把你吸引回来。
Rather with bands of love.
哇，这句话很感动，我常常很感动。
I'm very moved by these phrase.
神不强迫我们回来。
God doesn't force us to return.
神用爱吸引我们回来。
But God uses love to entice us back.
曾经有一个浪子啊，离开教会很多年。
There was once a prodigal son who left the church for a long time.
从小在教会受洗，但是长大就不去教会。
He was baptized in church at a young age, but when he grew up, he doesn't come back to church.
他觉得教会有太多捆绑。
He felt that there's just too much bondage in the church.
啊，这也不能做，那也不能做。
Too much restrictions, can't do this, can't do that.
好无聊。
It's too boring.
整天在说教。
You're being lectured every day.
哦，我外面的朋友啊，多高兴，让我多快乐。
My friends outside brings me much joy.
他在外面啊，离开了神很多年。
So he left the church for many years.
但是后来遇到事情。
And later on, and something happened to him.
他的朋友也不理他。
His friends ignored him.
他也失败，遇到失败。
He met with failure.
突然间他想到神。
All of a sudden, he thought of God.
他想到我小时候听的这种圣经的故事。
He remembered the biblical stories he heard when he was young.
他心里面想说，神还会爱我吗？
He began to question, will God still love me?
结果他鼓起勇气还是回来教会。
So with much courage, he came back to church.
因为他父母一直帮他祷告。
Because his parents have been praying for him.
本来他圣灵已经没有了。
Initially, he lost his Holy Spirit.
但是当他回来教会。
But he returned to church.
鼓起勇气出到前面来祷告。
And with courage, he came up to the front to pray.
很久几十年没有祷告了。
Haven't prayed for decades.
但是他竟然开口祷告。
But he opened his mouth and began to pray to God.
跪在前面。
He knelt in the front.
大声念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And he loudly said the words, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
主啊，你还要我这个浪子吗？
Lord, do you still want me, the prodigal son?
这样向神祷告。
That's how he prayed to God.
圣灵再一次的降临在他的身上。
The Holy Spirit once again descended upon him.
不单止他一直说灵言。
He not only kept speaking in tongues.
他那个眼泪一直流，一直流。
He was also weeping continuously.
哭到好像一个 baby 一样。
He cried like a baby.
哭到趴了下去。
He cried so much that he couldn't knelt anymore.
旁边的人都觉得他很奇怪。
People around him thought he was funny.
是不是个慕道者？怎么会那么感动？
Was he a true seeker? Why was he so moved?
后来才了解，原来他是迷失的羊回到神的身边。
And only afterwards they realized that he was a lost sheep who came back.
大家问他为什么你哭得这样子？
People asked him, why did you cry so bitterly?
他说我本不配，我觉得神很爱我。
He said, I am undeserving, but God still loves me.
所以以前我们是被世界的事物吸引。
In the past, we were enticed by the things of the world.
神要我们回来，他要用他的爱来吸引我们。
God wanted us to return to Him. He will use His love to entice us back.
我们看约翰福音第十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章三十二节。
John chapter 12 verse 32.
约翰福音十二章三十二节。
John chapter 12 verse 32.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
我们知道，所有的人已经被世界吸引了。
We know that everyone has been tempted by the world.
金银和酒已经夺去了人的心了。
Wealth and wine had taken away the hearts of men.
主耶稣怎么样吸引我们回来？
How will Jesus entice us back?
只有一个办法。
Only one way.
他亲自来到世上。
He personally came into the world.
成为人的样子。
In the image of a man.
还有要为我们死。
And he died for us.
还有要死在十字架上面。
And furthermore, he died on the cross.
死在一个最痛苦的方法。
He died in the most bitter way.
最羞耻的方法。
The most abusive way.
被挂在十字架上面那么久。
He was hanged on the cross for a long time.
血都差不多流干了。
His blood was almost fully shed.
全身都是伤。
He was wounded all over.
被人家吐口水，被人脸打到肿了。
He was spit upon and he was being whipped.
全身没有一个伤的地方是没有受伤。
There was not a part on his body that was not wounded.
你看死的多难看。
Can you imagine how awful he died?
但是主耶稣知道这是唯一的方法。
The Lord Jesus knew this is the only way.
不是用责骂，不是用强迫。
Not chastisement, not enforcement.
主耶稣知道只要我在地上被举起来。
Jesus knew that as long as he was elevated on earth,
万人会被吸引来跪下。
As long as he was lifted up from the earth, all men would be drawn to him.
今天你跟我在这里，就是因为被神的爱吸引。
Today you and I are here because we were drawn by the love of God.
当如果你被神的爱大大吸引
，When you were attracted by the love of God,
你对世界的吸引力就会很觉得很少。
Then you'll be less attracted to the world.
就好像你在家里，如果你跟你的配偶关系很亲密
，For example, if you have a very intimate relationship with your spouse,
那外面的吸引力对你来说，哦，看看就好，那个不要动心。
Then the temptation outside will not move you.
因为家里那个已经吸引你了。
Because the one at home had already had your full attention.
同样的，我们今天如果被主吸引
，Today if we are being drawn to God,
就不会被世界吸引。
We will not be drawn to the world.
那今天为什么我们常常被世界吸引
？And today, why is it that we are often drawn to the world?
因为我们没有被主吸引。
Because we were not drawn to God.
我们很少时间花在主耶稣身上。
We spend very little time on God.
很少听道理。
We rarely listen to the sermons.
很少祷告。
We rarely pray.
感受不到灵里面那种喜乐。
We couldn't enjoy the joy in the Holy Spirit.
心中安静不下来。
And we couldn't quiet down our heart.
所以感觉不到主有什么吸引啊。
And that is why we don't feel the enticement of God.
但是只要我们静下来想想。
But if we were to calm ourselves down and to listen closely.
在祷告的时候常常想主耶稣的十字架。
If you were to think about the crucifixion of Christ in your prayer,
有时候常常一首诗歌都会让你哭。
Then very often, even a hymnal will bring tears.
有时候读就圣经都会让你很感动。
And even when you read the scriptures, you will be brought to tears.
所以主啊，会诱导我们，引我们到旷野。
So our Lord will allure us to the wilderness.
看回来这个赫西亚书二章啊。
Let's turn back to Hosea chapter 2.
二章十四节，第一就是我要劝导他，就是诱导他了啊，领他到旷野。
Verse 14, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness.
下一张图啊，什么叫做引他到旷野呢
？What does it mean to allure her and bring her into the wilderness?
旷野是长怎么样的呢
？What does a desert look like？
我们加拿大没有沙漠了。
There's no desert in Canada.
但是如果你有去过沙漠旅游啊，或者是去过美国 Arizona 啊这些啊大峡谷附近那些地方，哇，那个沙漠很荒凉。
If you've been to a desert, if you've been to Arizona or the Grand Canyon, then you have seen a desert.
很干的，寸草不生的。
It's very dry there. Nothing grows there.
这里圣经说，我要引他，吸引他到旷野的地方。
But God says in verse 14 that I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness.
为什么神不吸引他去到这个城市
？Why is it that God will not bring her into a city?
为什么不吸引他去？看电影，或者是去这个市场。
Why not allure her and bring her to the market or to a theater?
为什么要吸引她去一个寸草不生、什么都没有、鸟不生胆的地方
？Why bring her to the wilderness when nothing grows?
有一个很重要的原因。
A very important reason.
神要这个要回头的人要悔改、要反省。
God wanted this person to return to repent.
神不是说好，你马上悔改哦，我明天我就接纳你，你明天就有一切所有的跟以前一样，没有这样子。
And God does not expect the person to repent overnight.
你不是说我今天悔改，明天我就回到以前一样，不是。
Or I will repent tonight and tomorrow I will be back to normal.
你要经历一段旷野的生活。
You have to go through a period of living in the wilderness.
旷野是一个受苦的地方。
A wilderness is a place of suffering.
也是一个让人就能够反省自己、安静的地方。
It is also a quiet place for self-reflection.
摩西为什么他有那么大的改变啊
？Why was there a major change in Moses?
因为神把他放在旷野啊，四十年没有理他。
Because God placed him in the wilderness for 40 years.
不是四个月，不是四年，四十年在旷野啊。
Moses wasn't in the wilderness for 4 months or 4 years, but 40 years.
有时候我们信仰上也会遇到一段旷野的日子。
And sometimes in our journey of faith, we will also meet a period of living in the wilderness.
好像以色列百姓也经过旷野的日子啊。
And the people of Israel had also been through a period of living in the wilderness.
他们失去了国家。
They lost their nation.
圣殿被毁了。
The holy temple was destroyed.
被掳到外国。
They were being taken captives.
总共几年
？For a period of how many years？
70年。
70.
70年之后才第一次回来。
After 70 years, they return back to their homeland.
这神有神的意思的。
God has a meaning for this.
不是说哦悔改啊，明天你就带我回来。
It's not that they will repent and God will bring them back the next day.
等七十年吧。
Wait 70 years.
等三代人嘛，你再回来。
Wait for 3 generations, then you will return.
有时候你太快回来，太快得到你所要的，太快回到正常了，你就忘记了，明天又来过。
And sometimes if God were to grant you what you wanted too soon and you'll be back to normal, then you'll forget His grace.
不是说不给他机会，但是要他反省。
It's not that God does not give you an opportunity, but rather God has given you a chance to reflect and repent.
要他受苦。
Therefore, God wants you to suffer.
受苦很重要。
It's important to suffer.
尤其是受苦对要悔改、要回来的人很重要。
Especially suffering for those who wish to return.
我们看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
38章17节。
Chapter 38, verse 17.
以赛亚38章17节。
Isaiah chapter 38, verse 17.
这句话把它画起来，我们放在我们的心中，非常有力量。
Please highlight this or underline this verse.
38章17节。
Chapter 38, verse 17.
看啊，我受大苦，本为使我得平安。你因爱我的灵魂，便救我脱离败坏的坑，因为你将一切的罪扔在你的背后。
Lo, it was for my welfare that I had great bitterness, but thou hast held back my life from the pit of destruction, but thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back.
神爱不爱我们？
Does God love us?
神爱我们。
Yes, He does.
但是爱我们会不会让我们受苦？
If He loves us, would He let us suffer?
有人说，如果神爱我，不应该让我受苦啊。
Some people will say, if God truly loves me, He will not allow me to suffer.
说我们爱我们的儿女，不希望他吃苦啊，吃苦爸爸来吃，慢慢来吃就好了，你不要苦。
Just like we love our children, therefore we don't want our children to suffer.
你不要做家事。
Our children does not need to do house chores.
你不要被骂。
Our children does not need to be rebuked.
我帮你承担起来。
I will take care of everything.
老师骂你，我帮你回去骂老师。
And if the teacher were to rebuke you, I will go to the school the next day and rebuke the teacher.
这是这一代的父母。
This is what this generation of parents are doing.
不愿意孩子受苦。
They refuse to allow their children to suffer.
不愿意孩子缺乏。
They refuse to allow their children to be lacking.
不愿意孩子接受失败。
And they refuse to allow their children to accept failure.
你帮他顶下来。
You will take care of everything.
他日他长大了，他会怨你。
When that children is fully grown, those children will blame you.
因为他出去会更苦。
Because he will suffer once he step into society.
因为这个世界是残忍的。
This world is cruel.
你没有办法永远保护他。
You are not able to protect your children their whole life.
当他变成一个没有用的人。
When your children has become useless.
他就会很懊悔。
They will regret.
真正的父母不介意孩子吃苦。
True parents will not refuse suffering for their children.
如果受苦是必须的，那照样他受苦。
If suffering is a necessity, their children would suffer.
他们离开神了。
They have left God.
神就知道说，一定要让百姓受大苦。
And therefore, God knew that His people must suffer.
让他国破家亡。
And let their nation be destroyed and their families ripped apart.
后来百姓也知道啊。
And the people realize.
他会谢谢神呢。
The people realize this and they thank God.
他说：“神啊，谢谢你哦，我受大苦啊，原来是我得平安了。”
And God, I thank you for the great bitterness because you have preserved my life.
因你爱我的灵魂啊。
Because you love my spirit.
换句话来说，如果你今天一点苦难都没有。
In other words, today, if you have not gone through any sufferings,
不代表你很完美。
It doesn't mean that you're perfect.
可能代表神不理你了。
It could mean that God refused to acknowledge you.
神不想管你了。
And God does not want to chastise you.
连管教你都省得了。
And God does not even want to discipline you.
你不来教会也没事发生。
You don't come to church, nothing happens.
你犯罪也不会遇到苦难。
You sinned and you didn't have to suffer.
你很顽梗啊，你也不会遇到苦。
You are just basically bad and nothing bad happened to you.
不代表说你很幸运啊。
It doesn't mean that you're fortunate.
是神不管你了。
It's because God does not want to discipline you anymore.
没有救了。
You are hopeless.
如果你还有救。
If there's still hope in you.
神会让我们生命当中遇到某一些的苦。
Then God will bring some suffering into our lives.
引到旷野啊。
He will bring us into wilderness.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果今天我们觉得自己在旷野，要感谢神。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, today, if you feel that you are in the wilderness.
神还爱你。
It means God still loves you and you have to give thanks to God.
神不是把你丢在旷野。
But God does not desert you in the wilderness.
我们看回来何西亚书第二章。
Let's turn back to Hosea chapter 2.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
下一点啊，就是要在旷野跟他说安慰的话。
Bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her.
这里注意哦，神不是跟他说责骂的话。
Please pay attention here. God did not rebuke her.
我们都很喜欢骂人。
We love to rebuke people.
有时候啊，儿子不乖了，要回来要求你了，没钱了，钱花完了，你坐下来，你第一句说什么？
Sometimes your son comes back home and asks you for money. What's the first thing you say?
你看，就是你当初不听我的话，现在搞到这样。
You probably say it's because you refuse to listen to take my words.
我们有时候就忍不住了，孩子要回来求你，或者是对方要回来求你，你就开始要发脾气了。
So when your children comes back to plead with you, you probably will rebuke them first.
哎，你骂完之后呢？你以为说骂完之后我再给他了，结果你骂完之后他都走了，我不用你帮了，算了。
You probably thought that after you are done rebuking, then you would give whatever your child asks. But sometimes the child just gets up and walk away.
他都愿意回来啊。
Because they're willing to come back.
你就不要再骂他了。
Then you shouldn't be rebuking them.
他都愿意去到旷野了。
They are willing to go into the wilderness.
他都那么可怜
了。They're so pitiful.
这个时候有智慧的人就会说出安慰的话。
At this time, a man of wisdom will say words of comfort.
没有错，他很谦卑。
It's true that they deserve to be rebuked.
但是他需要你的安慰。
But they need your comfort.
你安慰他，你就得到他。
If you comfort them, you will have them.
你骂他，你就赶走他。
If you rebuke them, you're chasing them away.
我们看诗篇二十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 23.
诗篇二十三篇。
Psalms 23.
四十三篇的第四节。
Stanza 4.
请读。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
神是我们的牧者，不代表我们不会遇到痛苦。
The Lord is my shepherd. It does not mean that we will not meet with perils.
有时候我们真的很低潮啊，信仰会进入一个低谷时期。
And sometimes our faith is at rock bottom.
身体也不好啊，事情也不顺呢。
We suffer in health and everything's not going according to our wishes.
或是亲人离世，让我们很忧闷，很沮丧。
Or we are sorrowful because a loved one had passed away.
但是这个时候呢？诗人大卫说啊，这个时候啊，当我在死荫的幽谷的时候，神的杖、神的竿都来安慰我。
However, the psalmist David here says that as I was walking through the valley of the shadow of death, the rod and the staff of God comforted me.
知道牧羊人手中都有杖有竿啊。
Remember that a shepherd often have a rod and a staff in his hand.
他知道神在最需要的时候会安慰他。
These people knew that in their time of need, God would comfort them.
但是有时候我们想啊，神怎么来直接安慰你？
And let's think about how God had comforted us directly.
当然，有时候你直接读圣经，圣经安慰你。
Sometimes you would read the scriptures and the Bible, the verses would comfort you.
有时候你祷告，圣灵安慰你。
And sometimes you pray and the Holy Spirit comforted you.
但是更多时候是神借着别人来安慰你。
But most often, God would comfort you through another person.
无论你这个安慰是从哪里得到。
Regardless of where you get your comfort from,
其实最后都是从神来到。
Ultimately, it comes from God.
那我们要从神得安慰，要做什么？
Once we receive comfort from God, what should we do?
我们看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书一章的三到五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5.
哥林多后书第一章三到五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.Verse 3 to verse 5.
三到五节这里说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，这是发慈悲的父，借着各样安慰的神。第四节。
4.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那造各样患难的人。第五节。
5.
我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。哇，这句话很安慰人啊。
These three verses definitely bring much comfort to us.
保罗他们为传福音受了很多苦。
And Paul, he suffered much for the sake of the gospel.
但是他说，我们越苦，安慰就越多。
But he said, the more we suffer, the more comfort we receive.
我们今天为主耶稣做工，有时候也会受了委屈。
And sometimes today when we work for God, we will also suffer.
有时候呢，会下在这个困难啊、逼迫里面。
Sometimes we will be dwelling in these sufferings.
但是有时候神会直接安慰我们。
Yet God would comfort us directly.
好，那你得到神的安慰之后要做什么？
But once you receive the comfort of God, what do you do?
哇，你要去安慰别人呢。
You have to comfort others.
所以这个就是大家一种循环，大家弟兄姐妹互相的帮助。
This is a cycle where you help where brothers and sisters help one another.
所以记得啊，神把他带到旷野是安慰他。
So remember, God brings them to the desert, to the wilderness to comfort them.
哪一天你看到别人在旷野，你不要骂他。
One day, if you see someone in the wilderness, do not rebuke them.
你不要责备。
Do not use harsh words.
讲太多大的道理。
Do not give them big theories.
你就去安慰他。
Or teachings, rather comfort them.
好了，再看回来何西阿书的第二章十四节。
Let's turn back to Hosea chapter 2, verse 14.
安慰完之后呢？我们看神做什么事。
After the comfort, what happens next?
我们看第二章的十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
他从那里出来，我必赐他葡萄园。
And there I will give her her vineyards.
这里很奇妙啊，神说，我安慰完之后，他要从旷野出来，我就给他葡萄园。
And it seems strange here that bring her into the wilderness and after speaking tenderly to her, God will give her a vineyard.
什么叫葡萄园
？What's a vineyard？
它葡萄园就物质的葡萄园，或者属灵的葡萄园。
It could be a physical vineyard or a spiritual vineyard.
如果是物质的葡萄园
，If it's a spiritual vineyard，
啊，物质的 ，physical 的
，physical，
物质的葡萄园代表你回转归向神，神就给你开路了。
It means that you have repented and God will open up a way for you.
神就开始改善你的生活。
And God will change your life.
你以前呢，离开了神，做什么都不顺。
In the past, when you are away from God, everything you do is not smooth.
做什么失败什么。
Whatever you venture you go into, they fail.
因为神不祝福你啊。
Because God did not bless you.
那个时候呢，就好像哈巴谷书三章十六节所说的，葡萄你种葡萄，葡萄都不结果。
And it's likened to what is recorded in Habakkuk chapter 3, that if you were to plant grapes, even the vine wouldn't grow.
没有用啊。
Whatever you do, you fail.
有时候啊, 你很努力, 但是得不到成果。
And sometimes you work so hard, but there is no result.
为什么?
Why?
因为神没祝福你。
Because God did not bless you.
你放了很多的努力, 到最后是白忙一场。
You have put in much effort, but they all did not come to fruition.
因为你忽略了你的信仰。
You have overlooked your faith.
你忽略了跟神的关系。
You have overlooked your relationship with God.
所以那个葡萄园不结果。
And that is why nothing grows in a vineyard.
现在回到神身边了。
Now that you have returned to God,
慢慢你会发觉神给你葡萄园了。
And slowly you will realize that God has granted you a vineyard.
工作上，神给我开路哎。
And in your career, God has opened up a path for you.
虽然我不是很聪明，但是老板还是蛮喜欢我的。
Even though I may not be the smartest, but my boss still loves me.
一份工作结束了，以为没有路了，结果神要开路，有另外一份工作要来。
And one job ended, and you thought that you're going to be unemployed, but another door is open for you.
经济很差，但是我还是有生活的供应。
In times of economic slowdowns, you still have a job, you still have money coming in.
像我们最近这个疫情的关系啊，其实社会上很多人没有工作。
Take for example, during this period of a pandemic, a lot of people are unemployed.
但是我看很多弟兄姐妹，他们都很感谢主，哎，还可以，生活还过得去。
But I see a lot of brothers and sisters still give thanks to God. They say that they're still fine with their living.
耶稣没有让我们缺乏。
And God has not made me lack anything.
反而有一些在这个时候还生活更稳定。
And on the other hand, there are some members whose daily living are even more stable.
所以啊，神给葡萄园就有葡萄。
So if God has blessed us with a vineyard, He will bless us with grapes.
你回到身边了，葡萄都给你结果。
And if you return back to God, your vines will bear fruit.
那第二方面呢？葡萄园也是属灵的方面。
At the next vineyard is a spiritual vineyard.
这代表我们的信心，还有我们跟神的关系。
It represents our faith and our relationship with God.
我们看以赛亚书27章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 27.
以赛亚书27章。
Isaiah 27.
第三节。
Verse 3.
以赛亚27章的第三节。
Isaiah 27 verse 3.
我耶和华是看守葡萄园的，我必时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损害。
I, the Lord, am its keeper. Every moment I water it, lest anyone harm it. I guard it night and day.
这里神说，我就是看守葡萄园的那个人啊。
And here, God says that He is the keeper of the vineyard.
葡萄园是谁?
Who's the vineyard?
就是以色列家,
it's the house of Israel.
就是今天这教会,
which is the church today.
就是你跟我的信仰,
that is the faith of you and I.
好,
so you have come out of the desert and God has blessed you with a vineyard.
神让你再一次对神有信心,
so that you have faith in God once again.
再一次参与教会的生活。
Once again, you can take part in the holy work of the church.
那你现在，你就好好的管好自己的葡萄园了，不要再失去它了。So
now you should take good care of a vineyard and not lose it again.
好，我们看下一页，雅歌书1章的6节。Let's
turn to Songs of Solomon chapter 1 verse 6.
这是以赛亚的前面，雅歌1章的第6节。Songs
of Solomon chapter 1 verse 6.
不要因日头把我晒黑了就轻看我。 我同母的兄弟向我发怒，他们使我看守葡萄园，我自己的葡萄园却没有看守啊。Do
not gaze at me because I'm swarthy, because the sun has scorched me. My mother's sons were angry with me; they made me keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard I have not kept.
啊，这里讲到有那个新妇，她有一个问题。So
here the bride has a problem.
她帮别人看葡萄园，但是没有看好自己的葡萄园。She's
taking care of other people's vineyards, and she did not keep her own.
哇，那这个很大的问题啊。So
this is a big problem.
每一个人都有自己的葡萄园。Everyone
has his own vineyard.
你虽然要照顾你先生，照顾你太太，照顾你孩子。You
may have to take care of your husband, your wife, and your children.
照顾他们的生活，照顾他们的信仰。Take
care of their daily living and their faith.
但是请问哪一块葡萄园最重要？
But let me ask you, which vineyard is more important?
你自己的葡萄园最重要啊。Your
own vineyard is more important.
你不要整天顾着管别人，你忘记顾自己。Do
not be looking after others that you have forgotten yourself.
你整天顾孩子，但你自己的信心呢？You're
taking care of your children, but what about your own faith?
你忙到都没有读经祷告啊。You're
so busy, you don't have time to pray and to read the Bible.
你是宗教教育老师。
You are a religious education teacher.
你整天顾着这些学生，你备课，但是你自己都没有好好灵修。
And all you do is taking care of the children, preparing lessons for them, but you yourself did not nurture.
哦，你事业很忙，你的葡萄园很多。
You have a good career and you have many vineyards.
但是你自己属灵的葡萄园你没有看守。
But you have not taken good care of your own spiritual vineyard.
所以我们现在已经回到神身边了。
So now that we are returning to God,
已经回到教会了。
You have returned to church.
你要告诉自己，我要重新建立好我的信仰。
You tell yourself, I have to reestablish my faith.
世界上面没有任何东西比我跟神的关系更重要。
There is nothing in this world that is more important to me than my relationship with God.
你就想嘛，如果你得到这个肺炎。
Think about it. If you contracted this virus,
哦，大家都不想得到，我们也祷告，希望不要得到啊。
No one wants to contract COVID-19. We pray that nobody does.
但是万一你真的得到了。
But in the event that you do,
啊，呼吸机也救不了你了。
The breathalyzer, the breathing machine is not going to help you.
啊，主耶稣已经 send message 给你了 ，call 你回天家了。
And God has already given you a message telling you that you are going to return home.
这个时候什么东西最重要？你想想看。
Now at this point, what is most important?
主耶稣要你回天国了，要见你了，你什么你的东西要交给耶稣
？Lord Jesus is going to see you. So what are you going to do to prepare yourself to see Him?
你这种灵性，你这种德性，能够见主耶稣吗？
Your current level of spirituality, do you think you're worthy to see Jesus?
葡萄园长成这样子，能够交给主人吗
？Your vineyard is in shambles. Do you think you can return it back to God?
哎呀，如果觉得还不行
，If you think that it is positively or no,
那赶紧呢，趁现在还有时间，赶紧准备好自己的葡萄园。
Then while there is still time, you should tend your own vineyard.
啊，别人的还不是最重要。
Because the vineyards of others are not the most important.
好了，给了他葡萄园之后，最后一点。
So after giving her a vineyard, what's the last point?
看回来，何西亚书的第二章十五节。
Hosea chapter 2 verse 15.
二章的十五节。
Chapter 2 verse 15.
到最后呢，又是他雅各谷作为指望的门。
And make the valley of Achor a door of hope.
啊，这是神让他们回转的整个过程的最后一步。
This is the last step for her to return.
要给他雅各谷作为指望的门呐。
That he shall give her the valley of Achor as a door of hope.
那这个地方啊，什么叫雅各谷呢
？What is the valley of Achor?
雅各谷本来是一个不好的地方。
The valley of Achor was a very bad place.
是记载一件不好的事的发生。
It recorded an event that a tragic event.
我们看约书亚记七章的二十六节。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 7.
约书亚七章二十六。
Joshua chapter 7, verse 26.
七章二十六节，众人在雅干身上堆成一大堆石头，直存到今日。于是耶和华转意，不发他的烈怒，因此那地方名叫雅各谷，直到今日。
26. And they raised over him a great heap of stones that remains to this day. Then the Lord turned from his burning anger. Therefore, to this day, the name of that place is called the Valley of Achor.
这里记载一个故事。
Here records a story.
以色列百姓在约书亚带领之下要进到迦南地。
Under the guidance or the leadership of Joshua, the people of Israel were to go into the land of Canaan.
第一仗打耶利哥，他们很容易就打下来，因为他们听神的话。
The first battle, Jericho, they gained victory easily because they took the words of God.
第二仗是打一个比较小的城市叫爱城。
The second battle was to capture the city of Ai.
结果打输了。
And they lost.
哎呀，约书亚就很不理解。
And Joshua couldn't understand why.
为什么那么难打的耶利哥一下子打赢，结果我们在雅干这个爱城面前会输啊？
Why is it that the city of Jericho, which is much bigger and more difficult to conquer, they were able to win easily?
神说你们犯罪了，你不用祷告。
And God said to him that you have sinned. Don't bother praying.
你再哭再祷告也没有用。如果不把那个犯罪的抽出来，不把这些罪恶的东西拿走，你祷告没有用。
If you do not remove the sin in you, your prayer will not have any effect.
好了，最后抽出来了，是谁犯罪
？So they look into it and who sinned?
一个人叫雅干。
A man by the name of Achan.
神叫他不可以拿那些东西，衣服啊、金子啊，结果他都偷偷拿。
And God instructed them not to take away any spoils, but he did.
好，那怎么办呢？现在那个犯罪的人抓出来了。
So now they have found the one who committed the sin.
啊，那就吩咐了，约书亚就吩咐了，把他还有他的东西全部拿出来，石头打死。
And Joshua instructed to bring him and all his spoils out with him and to stone him to death.
然后石头呢堆上去。
And then on him they will pile a great heap of stones.
把这个地方叫做雅各谷。
And this place is called the Valley of Achor.
那个原来在他们那个地方是一个山谷来的。
And this place is indeed a valley.
是个低点。
It's a low point.
雅各这个意思呢？ 就是 trouble， 这是连累或者是苦难的意思。
Acre， the word acre means trouble.
为什么他们在那边有苦难？
Why is it they had trouble there？
因为他们离开神呢。
Because they have departed from God.
你一离开神哦，你 trouble 啊就很多啊，英文就 trouble。 你离开神，你人生的 trouble 只会越来越多。
If you have left God, then trouble will follow you. You will have a lot of troubles.
你以为离开神可以解决你的问题？
If you think that departing from God is going to resolve your problems.
比如说我不想被那么多东西捆绑。For
example, I don't want to be bound by so many things.
我不来教会，我不喜欢人家来判断我。I
don't come to church because I don't like other people keep asking me things.
我不听道理，我就没有良心的责备。If
I don't listen to the sermons, then my conscience will not prick me.
可以 ，fine， 你可以这样子。Yes,
true, you can do that.
但是你准备好，你出去离开神，你的 trouble， 你的烦恼只会越来越多。But
be prepared once you depart from God. All you will have are just troubles.
好像那个地方啊，雅各谷啊，是一个苦难的地方，是一个连累的地方啊。So
that Valley of Achor is a place of bitterness and it's a place of trouble.
有时候我们真的被自己的软弱、罪恶捆绑。It
is true that we are sometimes bound by our own weaknesses and our own sins.
连累别人，毒害自己。And
we cause others to be bound by us.
好了，外面受苦受够了。Cause
trouble for ourselves. So once we have suffered so much.
被神引到旷野了。
And we have been brought into the wilderness by God. We have been comforted by God. And God has blessed us with a vineyard to start all over again. Then God is going to change our fate. You have a life of trouble before. And where you suffer, that is the very spot that God will change you. From this valley of Achor is going to become a place of hope.
我们看以弗所书2章12节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12.
以弗所书2章12节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12.
2章12节。
Chapter 2 verse 12.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人。 并且活在世上，没有指望，没有神。12.
Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
第十二节是形容啊，你以前在雅各谷的，离开神，没有神的日子。
Verse 12 describes the period of time you were in the valley of Achor without God.
你跟基督没有关系的。
You had no relationship with Christ.
别人去聚会，你不会去，你不会信神。
And people go to the church, you would not go.
你在以色列国民之外，你不是属于以色列人，属灵的以色列人。
You are separated from the nation of Israel.
神这个合约啊，神这个应许啊，跟你没有关系。
The covenant of God or the promise of God has nothing to do with you.
我们知道一个遗嘱也好，一个合约也好，都要放名字嘛。你名字没放上去，这个跟你无关。
We know that for a contract to be valid, your name has to be on it so that it concerns you.
以前你是跟神无关的。In
the past, you have no relation with God.
你活你的生活。You
live your life.
你快乐也好，你不快乐也好，也是短暂的。Whether
you're happy or not, it's transient.
最后就是面对死亡。Because
at the end, you're going to face death.
所以很多人在世上没有指望。That
is why a lot of people have no hope in this world.
没有神。Because
they have no God.
有时候想想，如果没有指望的人生啊，蛮可怕的。
You think about it. If you have a life without hope, how terrifying is it?
为什么有些人你看得好好的，他还是想要去自杀？
Take for example, that some people on the surface you think that they are having a good life, but they still end up committing suicide.
他钱比我多，他房子比我大。They
have more money than us. They live in a bigger house than us.
他长得比我好看，为什么他会想自杀？
They're better looking than us. Why would they consider taking their own lives?
因为没有指望。Because
they have no hope.
但是。 但是第十三节就不一样，这指望门就来了。Verse
13 tells us where our hope lies.
你们从前远离神的人，如今在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血得以亲近了。
13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near in the blood of Christ.
因为耶稣的宝血把我们拉到主耶稣面前。
Because of the blood of Jesus, we have been brought before God.
我们突然间看到这个指望的门呢。All
of a sudden, we now see the door of hope.
这个指望的门是什么门？
What is this door of hope?
这是天国的门。That
is the gate to the heavenly kingdom.
天国的道路。The
gate or the path to the heavenly kingdom.
我们现在要往天国的门来走。Now
we are heading towards the gate of the heavenly kingdom.
我们已经看到永生的盼望。
We now see a hope in eternal life.
从此我们在地上不再是为自己活，或者是只是醉生梦死。From
now on, we no longer live on earth for ourselves or live in a life of luxury.
我们看到一道门呢。We
see a door.
我们看约翰福音第一章。Let's
turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。Gospel
John chapter 1.
51节。Verse
51.
51节，又说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开的，神的使者在上去下来在人子身上。And
he said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
主耶稣告诉拿单耶。Here,
John, Lord said to Nathaniel,
你会看见天门打开。You
will see the heaven open.
那怎么进去那个天的门呢？
And how do you get into the heaven?
靠着人子，在人子身上这条梯走上走下。It's
upon the Son of Man you will find a ladder to go up and down.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天已经找到指望的门了。And
thank God, brothers and sisters, today we have found this door of hope.
无论过去在痛苦。In
the past, you may be suffering.
在烦恼。You
may be in anxieties.
在悲伤。You
may be in sorrow.
无论你的雅各谷怎么样困扰你。
No matter how much trouble you find yourself in the valley of Achor,
只要你回到神的身边,
as long as you return to God,
雅各谷就变成指望门,
the valley of Achor could become a door of hope.
愿主耶稣帮助我们,
May our Lord Jesus help us.
我们来唱诗,
Let us sing hymn
336,
number 336.